Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayter, Masech de Sahalis, Perik Yud, Mishnah Aleph. You got used to the word kaveres, now get used to a new word, aruba. Aruba is like a window, not with a glass, but an opening in the roof of my house. Aruba shi b'toich habayis, I have this opening in the roof of my house. V'yesh bo peseach tefach, and it's at least a tefach by a tefach. Zok de Mishnah, Tumah, if there's Tumas mess or a chelik, let's say you have a mess that is metame ba'oil, which would be a kazayis. If you have a tumah babayis, babayis means underneath the ceiling, but not underneath the window. If that is the case, so an interesting halacha, kineged aruba, any keli that's on the floor of my house, opposite the open window on top, is tahar, does not become tame. Anything that's under the ceiling will become tame. Because if there's tumah under the ceiling, the tumah goes up and spreads throughout the rest of the house. But any keli that's directly underneath the aruva is not under a roof. So again, if there's tumah in the house and not underneath the aruva, kelim that are in the house, that are underneath the roof of the house, become tame. Kelim underneath the aruva will stay tahar. Vaitra, says the Mishnah, if tumah, the tumah in this particular house is kineged aruva. Interesting lashon in the Bat Tanura. The keli is directly underneath this window. V'royim pnei harekia. The keli sees the clouds, the sky. Do kelim see? No, it means to say that if I was standing, let's say, on top of the keli and I would look up, I would see the sky. It's directly underneath this opening. Then the din is habayis tar. The rest of the kelim that are underneath the roof of my house, the ceiling of my house, they're tar. And actually, this keli that's underneath the aruva is also tar. Because in this house, where the tumah is directly underneath the aruva, there's no roof, there's no oil over the tumah. Vayter zok de Mishnah ha-tumah. As it would pertain to tumah, bein babayis, whether the tumah is underneath the ceiling of the house, ubein kineged aruba, whether the tumah is underneath the aruba. Either way, whether the tumah is completely underneath the ceiling or completely underneath the aruva. What happened? Somebody on the roof, for whatever reason, decided to put his foot over this window, over this aruva. V'nosan ezragle milmalon, this person put his foot over the aruva and closed the opening. Zok de Mishnah, you know what he just did? Eirav esatumah, he literally mixed the tumah, he connected the tumah. It's as if the house has no aruva. We no longer say that there is a separate din for tumah that is underneath the aruva or tumah that's underneath the roof. By him putting his foot over the aruva, all tumah here is under a roof. And any keli that's found any place in the house would become tame. And also this person who put his foot over the window, he's going to become tame. So again, like I said, you ever heard the expression, someone put his foot in his mouth and he got into trouble? Here he put his foot over the aruva and he got into trouble. He was metama all the kelim in the house and he himself. Vayter zok de Mishnah, if mixas tumah, if a little bit of the tumah, babayis is in the bayis underneath the roof. Umiktsasa kineged aruva, and a little bit is under the aruva. Let's say you have here a kazayis of basar hames, but half a kazayis is underneath the ceiling of the house, and the other half is underneath the aruva. So the Mishnah, here we have an interesting halacha, because l'chayri you could say, well, I don't know, I guess the house underneath the ceiling doesn't have a whole kazayis, and the part underneath the aruva doesn't have a whole kazayis, so maybe everything should be tar, but we do not say that. We say just the opposite. We say habayis tameh. The kelim in this house underneath the roof are tameh. Ukeneged ha-tumah tameh. And the kelim, then let's say we're over the little bit of tumah, the half of gezayis, let's say, that's opposite the aruva, they also become tameh. And here's how it works. Take a look at the last Bat Tanur here in our Mishnah. Shehazayis nimshach lekan lekan. Because what forms this gezayis of tumah is a half a kazayis under the roof, and half a kazayis under the aruva, it all becomes one in the sense that if you're leaning over part of it, it's as if you're leaning over the entire kazayis, and memela, it doesn't make a difference whether you would have a keli leaning over this kazayis, half a kazayis that's under the roof, or anywhere else under the roof, or any keli that's on top of the part of the kazayis that's under the aruva. Either way, it's as if there's a whole kazayis there, and everything is tummy. When we get a little bit more familiar with this Perek, we'll be able to explain how this works. But for right now, let's just accept it. By being part of something, you become all of it. Right? You have the right friends, even though you're only doing a little bit of the good things your friends are doing. You have the my love doing all the good things. And the other way around, I'd rather not say. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. There's an aruva, this opening that's in the roof of a house. It's at least a tefach by a tefach. So the din is, if there's tumah underneath the ceiling, any keli that's underneath this aruva is tar. It doesn't have a roof over it. If there's tumah underneath the aruva, if these kelim see, as the Batanura kind of explained it, the sky, kelim underneath the ceiling of the house are tar. However, whether the tumah is in the house or whether it's underneath the aruva, if somebody put his foot on top and closed it up, now it's as if there's no aruva there. Regardless of where the tumah is underneath, it's going to be metama the whole house, as well as this person who decided to put his foot over the aruva. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that let's say you have a half a kazayas of tumah in the house, meaning under the ceiling, half a kazayas under the aruva. So what happens is, as the Batanura explains, the zayas is nimshach lekan lekan. And memela, any keli underneath the ceiling anywhere is tameh, and any keli that is an oil over even the half a kazayas that's under the aruva would also become tameh. Although, say under the aruva, and say under the house you have less than a kazayas, but it forms together, and each piece, and each half a kazayas is as if it is a whole kazayas.